Catholic, and we cover your Catholic Church in a way that only Catholics could. For the same reason you listen to Ave Maria, get the Michigan Catholic for just $24 a year by calling 313-224-8000 or visit themichigancatholic.com.
Fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the Church is missionary by her very nature. The Church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the Church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And friends, we're entering into the most significant week of the Church year, Holy Week, as we continue our movement toward the celebration, remembering of Christ's sacrifice on the cross for the salvation of the world, his resurrection from the dead, and the beginning of the new creation in his body, in Jesus Christ. In the death of Christ is the salvation of the world. Jesus offers himself, Scripture says, and we'll look at it closely this week, as a sacrifice for our sin. He's both the high priest, we'll see, that offers the sacrifice, but he's also the sacrifice itself that's being offered for us. It's the sacrifice of his body, the shedding of his blood, that cleanses us from the stain of sin in our lives. It sets us free from the captivity that we're trapped in, which is a captivity to sin and death, and to the world, the flesh, and the devil. This is the definitive moment of the victory of God over the powers, all the powers that are set against him. And it's through Jesus Christ, friends, the faithful Son, who witnesses so much for us in this week. And one of the things I'm most excited about sharing with you this week and praying with you throughout the week is that Jesus models for us how we're called to live. You know, we live in such a crazy world where every day we're being sold counterfeits or alternative definitions of the meaning of life. We're served up counterfeit identities and destinies, and people are making a case every day what life is for. And here we have, in the person of Jesus Christ, the definitive message, the declaration to each and every one of us. He's offering for us a sacrifice that literally saves us. But he's also teaching us in this week, what does it mean to be human? Why are we here? Where are we going? What's the meaning of my life? How can I reach fulfillment, the longing that I have in my heart to reach completion or fulfillment? How can that happen? Why am I here? And today I want to touch on a particular line that the writer to the letter of Hebrews gives us, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26. Quoting Psalm 40, verse 6, and putting the Psalm 40, the words on the lips of Jesus, as the writer of the Hebrews is describing Jesus' intention, his clarity about the meaning of his sacrifice, and what he was doing in saying, following the path to Calvary and laying down his life on our behalf. He understood what he was doing. At the heart of all that Jesus does this week, the very core of it, he saves us, but what is he really after? Psalm 40, verse 6 through 8. Hebrews 10, verse 26. I have come to do your will, O God. I have come to do your will, O God. The whole purpose of Jesus' life is summed up right here. The reason he's going to Calvary is summed up right here. Everything that Jesus did, every word he spoke, every miracle he performed, every teaching he gave, the very sacrifice itself on the cross is for one purpose. I've come to do your will, O God, my Father. If you are a regular listener to the program, you know that periodically over the last year I've touched on a passage that's been stirring in my heart and mind, the words of Jesus taken from John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 31, that kind of sets up today for me and echoing and gives us an understanding, a fuller understanding even, of this passage that's being quoted here in Psalm 40. Because it captures Jesus' mind and heart as he's moving toward Calvary. Here it is, verse 30, we'll start there. Jesus is sitting with his disciples in an intimate moment, and he begins to open his heart and reveal to them what's coming and the battle that he's going to be fighting against the devil and against the world and the flesh and against the powers of sin. He says this to them, I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Now rise, let us go hence. He's warning them about what's coming. He said, soon I will no longer be able to talk with you. They're trying to figure out what is he talking about. He said, because the ruler of this world is coming. This is what's unfolding now in Holy Week. As Jesus comes yesterday on Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, the drama now intensifies. The devil, the ruler of this world, is coming after Jesus. He's coming to destroy him. He's coming to, Jesus rides in on a donkey, fulfilling the Old Testament prophecy. He's riding in as a king. They're saying, Hosanna in the highest to our king. And they're acknowledging the fact of Christ's kingship. But here we have a collision now. Because the devil's the reigning lord of this world. He is the king in his mind. He has the human race enslaved. He has principalities and powers that are dominating this world. To turn people away from the Father. To turn them away from obedience and surrender and abandonment to the Father. To find their identities and their destiny and what he wants to serve up. In pride and ego and fame and power. The rest of it. No, it's in seeking God first, not seeking my own will. So here's the collision that's happening. As Jesus draws now, comes into Jerusalem, the devil seeks to destroy him, this counterfeit power that's coming against his kingdom. And it's in this week that Jesus will disarm the principalities and powers, Paul will tell us. He will gut the kingdom of darkness and the power of Satan. Of all that he claims, of all of his power and his rule, Jesus will bring it down. He'll make a public show of them through his death on the cross. So Jesus is warning the apostles of what's coming. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me. Here's what he wants them to say. Don't forget this. It's going to look like, in that Holy Week, like the power of Jesus Christ has been destroyed. That Jesus will be tortured. He'll be stripped naked. A public show will be made of him. And he will die. He'll die a horrific death. And it will look like the devil and the strongholds set against the kingdom of God have won. And he says, the devil has no power over me. But I do as the Father has commanded me. The Hebrews passage saying, I've come to do your will, O God. Here's what Jesus wants to teach us in this week. As we walk with him through this week, we meditate on his passion and his death, and we realize that he's become for us a sacrifice for our sins. And when you receive that, and to acknowledge our sin and to receive his mercy and his forgiveness, but let's let the Lord teach us. Don't let this week pass without the fundamental lesson of his life becoming the fundamental lesson that we live by in our lives, in your life and mine. Jesus wants each of us to internalize his purpose and his passion and his clarity about his identity and his destiny. Because Jesus is the firstborn of the human race, the new race of people. He's come to show us the road to fulfillment and happiness. To freedom and absolute completion, the road to peace, unity with the Father. Jesus gave himself up as an offering for sin because it was the will of the Father. Jesus said, I've come to do my Father's will. I just want to pray for a minute here at the beginning of the week, and let's ask the Lord our Father together for this grace to lay hold of our minds and hearts. Father in heaven, we come to you in this Holy Week in the name of your Son, Jesus, your precious, holy, obedient Son who humbled himself and became a sacrifice for us, who is now seated at your right hand in glory, and it's in Jesus we stand. As we walk with the church in this week, Father, we pray that by a miracle of the power of your Son's death and resurrection, a miracle that flows from his glory and majesty in the power of the Holy Spirit, I pray that my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners, everyone who's listening today, each man and woman, I pray that you put in our heart the passion of Jesus to do your will, Father. Jesus came to offer himself as a sacrifice in obedience to you, in your plan and your great wisdom, to bring about the salvation of the world through the one-time offering of your beloved Son, the new high priest, who was going to enter the holy place, who entered into your presence, the living sacrifice himself, offered to you. And what's offered to you is not lambs and goats. What's offered to you is the lifeblood of Jesus Christ, is the joyful offering of obedience to you, a son, a faithful son, Father. Father, make each one of us faithful sons, faithful daughters. May the goal of our life, may the whole statement, the foundation upon which we stand, the very meaning of our life is to say, Father, I have come to do your will. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and give us new hearts and minds to do the will of the Father first. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hebrews chapter 9. But as it is, Jesus has appeared once for all at the end of the age to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for men to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly awaiting him, who eagerly await his return. Jesus, we see, we hear, we understand through the teaching of Scripture and the Holy Spirit what you've done for us. You appear to take away sin. You appear to take away my sin, the sins of each person listening today. You came in mercy as a sacrifice, as a lamb to lay down your life for us. And we receive that sacrifice, Lord, today. And we know that we will all die someday, and we will appear before your judgment seat. Lord, I pray that we would be ready, and that when you return, or when we see you face to face, you will find faith on earth. You will find in those who claim to follow you hearts that eagerly await your return. Jesus, our hearts are set upon you. Like the psalmist said, in our hearts are the roads to Zion. Lord, pave your way, pave your highway in our heart. A heart that longs for the kingdom, that longs to see you, that loves you first above all things. And that expression of love being an imitation of your fundamental purpose in each and every one of our hearts, may we say with you, Father, I have come to do your will. Have a great day, friends. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?